This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump today again voiced strong support for Venezuela's self-proclaimed interim president, Juan Guaido. In a phone conversation, the White House says Mr. Trump and Guaido committed themselves to staying in regular communication and to work toward rebuilding U.S.-Venezuelan ties. On Capitol Hill, Republican Senator Marco Rubio had strong words for those who are supporting embattled President Nicolas Maduro.
Maduro's criminal organization, because it is akin to a mafia family, they are terrorists. And I would say that anyone or any nation that is supporting the terrorist organization known as the Maduro crime family should be concerned about that.
The Republican chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, James Risch, says he is concerned about the Americans in Venezuela.
There is a fluid situation there right now. We've obviously, number one, as the United States Congress, been interested in United States citizens are there. We have some, obviously, in the embassy compound. We have other U.S. people there. We even have a handful that are in prison there.
President Trump's national security advisor, John Bolton, is cautioning U.S. businesses not to deal in gold, oil, or other Venezuelan commodities, which he says are being stolen from the Venezuelan people by what he called the Maduro Mafia. And Mr. Trump cautioned Americans not to travel to Venezuela. The resumption of U.S.-China trade talks here in Washington got off to a rocky start. China's largest employer says it will no longer build a mammoth electronics factory in the United States. Foxconn said the global market environment has forced it to turn the project in Wisconsin into a research hub instead. When the original plan was unveiled in 2017, President Trump called it part of a rebirth of manufacturing in the American heartland. Much of the United States is in the grip of an Arctic cold. The National Weather Service says 25 million people in the U.S. are facing temperatures that cause near-instant frostbite in New England and the Midwest. This is VOA.